A special rebroadcast for you servicemen and women of the United Nations of the College of Musical Knowledge. In the absence of the old Professor Kay Kaiser, your quizmaster will be Phil Harris, assisted musically by Kay Kaiser's band, Sully Mason, and, as a special added attraction, the four harmonized voices of the King Sisters.
You fellas, how are you, you pretty things? Yes, sir, man, and we're going to tear the roof right off of this joint tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are at Miramar, California, holding class with Uncle Sam's Devil Dogs, the ground crewmen and flyers at the MCAD, the Marine Corps Air Depot. MCAD, that means Marine Corps All Dusty. You know, this Marine Air Depot is just like a regular depot. You arrive, you depart, you spend most of your time waiting, and you have bags under your eyes. You know something? The Marines love it here at the depot. They've got dots in the script, so I can wait for that. But they do. This depot is a sort of a whistle stop. The Marines whistle and the girls say, stop! You know that Bing Crosby's interested in a racetrack around here.
That's right. I understand that Bing has a new horse, Bill.
Oh, hello, Bill Foreman. Yes, he has, Bill. It's a shy little filly. He named it in honor of the girl Marines because it has so much reserve.
Say, Bill, how did you get to this field? Did you come on one of those comfortable buses?
You mean those cattle wagons?
Cattle wagons?
Well, all I know, I tried to get on it and somebody yelled, move over.
Bill, are you sure it's that rugged about the transportation?
Listen, Bill, I heard one leatherneck in this area who was put through the infiltration course. At the last ditch, bruised and beaten, he tried to have the sergeant a dime. The sergeant said, what's this? My fare, said the Marine. What time does this bus get to San Diego?
Oh, that's enough about traveling. Let's start unraveling for that $115 in war bond prizes.
All right, Dean, we'll start the scramble, but first we got to dance, so let's ramble.
Yeah. sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen.
Here's the first round hurdle, and the men want to jump it.
Well, toot that ever-loving trumpet.
Ish K. Cripples news events. First news item. We'll get to it. Pacific Square, San Diego.
Pacific Square? What's Pacific Square?
A boot camp for wolves.
Wait. Yes, the camp for the wolves. I remember. You know, I played there once, Ish, and boy, did I murder them. The girls had a big sign painted that said, "Come to Pacific Square and thrill with Phil."
Yeah, and the fellas had a sign that said, "Come to La Jolla and tan with Jan."
Yeah, you know that Jan dame, she ain't bad. You know, there's a signboard right across from my house with Jan's picture. And every time I pass by it, I bow low.
Every time I pass it, I straighten up and fly right.
Look, Ish, speaking of San Diego, did you have any trouble getting a room there last night?
Did I? I went to 15 hotels, and all with the same name. The Nova Kansas Hotels.
Yeah, them Nova Kansas hotels are crowded. You know, I tried at least 20 and not a room in any of them.
You said it. There's got to be an empty room in one of them.
Wait a minute, gentlemen. There's no such hotel as the Nova Kansas in San Diego.
Oh, no?
Oh, yeah?
Well, they got signs right out in front in big letters, Nova Kansas.
That doesn't say Nova Kansas. It says no vacancies.
Oh! Get into your first round question.
And here, Phil, is your first devil hound.
And he is Private First Class Bill Bond from Oakland, California. Well, Bill, we got a beautiful crowd here tonight. The fellas and girls are really lovely, and I know that you and I are going to have a lot of fun. Now, look, Sergeant Irving Allen, somewhere in India, sends us this letter written by a Marine away on foreign service. "Dear Mo," he wrote, "I'm out here at the end of nowhere in a jungle, and I'm never going to say again that..." I'm never going to say again that what?
No more,
he's got
no
it.
More.
That it ain't what?
It's going to rain no more, no.
That's
more.
Right, because it rains there plenty. Yesterday, I asked, where is the... What do you use when it rains? brains. I'll give you a little hint.
Umbrella.
That's
the umbrella.
Right, the umbrella man. You hit it right on the head. Now, look, and a top officer answered. He said, listen, bud, you're in the Marines. Just keep your eyes open, your finger on the trigger, and... Hold it. Just keep your eyes open, your finger on the trigger, and let a what be your umbrella?
Scott?
No. Oh, I can't go any
plane?
Further than that. No, let a what be your umbrella? What do you do when you're happy? Students. Let a smile be your umbrella. I'm sorry, Bill, but you got off to a good start anyway. Let's give him a nice one. Corporal Mary Jo Powell from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Now, this is my kind of work, fellas, right here. Mary Jo, let me tell you this, that we want you to know that you girls are really doing a beautiful job backing up our fighting Marines. Is that right, fellas, huh? We want you to know we're very proud of you, Corporal Mary Jo. Now, look, it's plenty dusty down here at Miramar, so if you're willing, we're going to try and dust you off. Now, Alice Densky of Plymouth, Michigan, asked what kind of dust did the 49ers come to California for? Will you put it right in there?
Gold dust.
Put it up here closer, honey.
Gold dust.
Gold dust. That's absolutely right. Now, what kind of dust do lovers croon about in this song? Listen.
Do, do, do.
Gee, I want them to hear Kay's Quartet. Those are all fellas out of Kay's band. Now, listen, don't they sound good? That's enough, fellas. Give them a nice hand. They're beautiful, I think. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They did a good job. That's right. You're right, Mary Jo. That is stardust. Now, what kind of dust is to be found on a barroom floor? Right in there. Just put it right in there.
Sawdust.
What do you say?
Sawdust.
Sawdust. That's right. Now, let me ask you something else. What's the most dangerous kind of dust?
Dost thou take this woman?
To be thou lawful with her. Well, let's give her a nice hand. Thank you, Mary Jo. Thank you. Staff Sergeant Joe Valero from Brooklyn, New York. Glad to see you, Joe, from Brooklyn. Glad to see you. Look, Marine pilots, Joe, are always buzzing the field, which means flying as close to it as possible. So in this question from Seaman Walter Bullock in Uncle Sam's Navy, we want to ask you, what's buzzing cussing? So in the following, tell us what things are buzzing. Now, here is the first one. What's buzzing? Lyman Gandy, that's the piano player. We've got to let him go a little. That's enough, Lyman. He's got it. What is it?
The bee.
The bee. That's absolutely right. Now, look. What favorite mystery program buzzes? It comes on the air like this. Listen. That's enough. I believe he's got it, fellas. What is it?
The Green Hornet.
The Green Hornet. That's absolutely right.
Give a nice hand, huh?
Yes, sir.
Our first winner, Phil.
And he is with a perfect score, or she is with a perfect score all the way, Mary Jo Powell, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Corporal Powell.
Here's the first of our second rounders. First second rounder, Bill.
First second rounder, and he is Private First Class Leon Pretzky. Is that right, Pretzky?
Yes.
From Dallas, Texas. You're from Big D, huh, Pretzky?
You said it.
Well, let me ask you something. Where do you dance for you in Dallas?
At the Adolphus or the Balinese Room down in Galveston.
You do, huh? Well, then you're right down my alley. Now, we're going to get together. Look, Leon, Marine Private Irene Muzzy of Camp Elliott tells us this one of a Marine flyer going out to his plane, who was overheard saying... He's got it. What'd he say?
Josephine, come with me.
In my flying machine, that's right. The CO got worried. Gee whiz, he thought, do you think that guy took a girl up in his ship? So the CO quickly got a two-way radio and made contact with the plane. He heard a feminine voice. Who's up there with you, he yelled. Why, sir, the pilot replied, there's no one up here. Right, with the breeze and I. Oh, yeah, yelled the CO. What's the voice I hear? Sorry, sir, said the pilot. I forgot to tell you.
I married an angel.
Oh, and he's fast on the draw. I married an angel. I got to stand it to you. Give him a nice hand. Huh? Yes, sir. Thank you, ladies. Here comes private first class Johnny Davis from Oneida, Tennessee. Is that right? Private First Class Johnny Davis, and she's a lovely girl, and she's pretty, too. Oneida. Well, I have to tell the folks because that's a boy's name, Johnny, but it's a cute girl's name. Now, look, Johnny, Robert Daynard of Cleveland, Ohio, sends us a letter from her boyfriend, and concealed in this devil dog's letter are the names of many other kinds of dogs. Now, as we read it, pick out four kinds of dogs. Now, listen closely. Dear Dale, when I hear from you, I practically walk on air, Dale. And it'll be a great day in this camp when I get a boxer cookies from you. By collie, any chef could set her down and get a few pointers from you. Well, must close now as it's time for chow. We'll finish this and whip it into the post office. Poodles of love, Shepherd. Now, look, Johnny, put them right in there so they can all hear you. Tennessee, will
Collie.
You? Collie, that's
and
right.
Setter.
And Setter.
Shepherd.
Shepherd.
And Poodle.
And Poodle. Well, give Johnny a nice hand.
Johnny!
Now comes Private First Class Herb McKinney from Brookfield, Missouri. Let's get him on. Listen, Herb, it goes without saying that everybody loves those lovely King sisters. So Sergeant Wilbur Hoover, somewhere in Uncle Sam's engineering corps, wants us to talk about some of their most famous recordings. Now, we decided to let the King sisters hum these famous arrangements of theirs and to see if you can tell us the titles of some of their biggest record hits. All right, girls, let's have the first one. Hold it, I think he's got it. What is it?
Idaho.
Idaho, that's right. Let's have the second one, girl. I can't hold him any longer, girls. What is it, Herb?
I'll get by.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. I wish we could hear the rest of it. One more, huh, Kings?
Sing all of that.
Oh, but he's got it. What is it?
Jersey Bounce.
Jersey Bounce. Let's give her what I can.
Second winner, Bill.
Second winner, and he is with a perfect score all the way. Private First Class Herb McKinney from Brookfield, Missouri. Stand up, Herb. Thank you, Herb. That's swell stuff. Yes, sir, Devil Dog. That's just like rolling off a log. While I sing, that's what I like about style. Won't you come with me to Alabama? Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and brawling hammy. That's what I like about the South. There you can make no mistake, where those nerves are never shaky. Ought to taste that layer cakey. That's what I like about the South. She's got baked ribs and candied yams, those sugar cured Virginia hams, basements full of those berry jams, and that's what I like about the South. Hot cornbread and black eyed peas, you can go with it as you please, cause it's never out of season. That's what I like about the South. Don't take one, have two, they're dark brown and chocolate too. Suits me, they must suit you, cause that's what I like about the South. The way
way, way down where the cane grows tall, down where they say you all walk on in with that southern drawl, because that's what I like about the South. Down where they have those pretty queens to keep you dreaming, those dreamy dreams, for let's sip that absinthe in New Orleans. That's what I like about the South. Old Bob with all the news, got a box, back coat, and the butt shoes, but he's all caught up with his union dues, and that's what I like about the South. Here come old Roy down the street, oh, can't you hear those scuffling feet? He would rather sleep than eat, and that's what I like about the South. Every time I pass your door, you act like you don't want me no more. Why don't you shake that head and sigh? I'll go walking right on by. Gone on and on and on. Honey, when you tell me that you love me, then how come you close your eyes? Did I tell you about the place called Tuwadidi? It ain't no town and it ain't no city. It's just awful small, but awful pretty will do. Why, I did. I didn't come here to criticize. I'm not here to sympathize. But don't tell me those no good lies, because lying gal, I do despise. You love me like I love you, send me 50. PDQ, rose are red and violets are pink. I'm going to get old 50, I don't know. Got backbones and butter beans, ham hocks and turnip greens, you and me in New Orleans, and that's what I like about the South.
Shoot him the questions as Kaiser would do. Now, here's the first finalist, and she is Corporal Mary Jo Powell from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Let's get her off to a good start. Mary Jo, I want want you to get right up here so you can put it right in here, because this is the one that collects the cabbage. Now, pay particular attention. Most people apply paint in the spring, but we're going to be different tonight. Yes, the final round here in the old college will deal with paint and painters. Private A.C. Abad of Marfa, Texas, wants you to name this song. Hold it, fella. She's got it. What is it?
Painting the clouds with sunshine.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Now, let's classify a few kinds of paint. Well, I'll take my arm down. I just put a... Gee whiz, you get me nervous. I only had my arm up there. I wasn't bothering you, was I, Mary Jo? Now, look, let's classify a few kinds of paint. When actors make up for the stage or screen, what kind of paint do they put on? You get plenty of grease if you win this one, boy.
Grease paint.
Oh, all right, Mary Jo. That's right. Now, what's the correct name for the various paints that women plaster on?
Camouflage.
Yeah, let's give Mary Jo an honor. First class, Herb McKinney is also in the finals. Let's give him a hand from Brooklyn, Missouri. From Brookfield, Missouri. Now look, Shirley Grosbry of Milwaukee wants you to name three or four musicians in the following list of painters. Now those are musicians in the following list of painters: Paderewski, Dali, Mozart, Raphael, Bruno Walter, Rubinstein, Rembrandt, Donald Duck, and Gainsborough. Now name four of those that are musicians.
Rubinstein.
Yes, that's right.
I can't remember all of you said.
Well, I'll give them to you again. Paderewski, Dali, Mozart, Raphael, Rubinstein, Rembrandt, Donald Duck. Just name the musicians.
Mozart.
Mozart, that's two. You got two.
Could you tell me what the second word you said?
I said Dali, D-A-L-I,
the
Dali.
First,
the first one is Paderewski.
That's three.
Then I also named Bruno Walter. Would that be four?
I'd say
let's make it four. All right, that's four. Now, look, what paint company's slogan is Covers the Earth? Is it Dutch Boy, Duco, DuPont, Sherwin-Williams, Fuller, Old Colony, New Enamel, or Lady Esther? Is it DuPont, Dutch Boy, Sherwin-Williams?
Dutch Boy.
Sure, Sherwin-Williams. He changed it. He said Sherwin-Williams, didn't he? Give an ice hand. Well, the bell didn't ring, did it? Now, look, here's Corporal Mary Jo Powell again. Look, this is your last question, Mary Jo. We find that some of the most common paint colors are also the last names of famous orchestra leaders, movie stars, writers, and so forth. So I'm going to name a few familiar colors, and I want you, Patrick McGlove of West New York, New Jersey, would like you to name three personalities with corresponding last names. In other words, three colors, three names. Black. What is Black? Is he a musician? Can you name Black that's a musician? Students. Frank Black. I'm sorry. I mean, now here's another one. Green. No coaching from the audience. She said Johnny Green. All right, Blue. Who's Blue?
Ben Blue.
I'll take Ben Blue. All right, Brown. Now, lest we forget now, let's keep our minds on our business.
You want a singer?
I want a band leader, anything. Just right
Jimmy
quick.
Jimmy Brown?
Jimmy Brown, what does he do?
Sings with Sammy
Kay. I'll take that. Give her a nice big hand. Here's your last question, Herb McKinney from Missouri. Look, name this song for Marine Private J.E. Smith of Camp Pendleton, California.
Cigarette?
No.
Get along, little doggy.
No, that's close. You're getting close. You're getting hot now. Hurry up and beat that bell. Last roundup. I'm sorry, Herb. Now, look, wait a minute. Now, in the lyrics to that song, to what does the word paint refer? What do they mean by paint in that song? I'm going to straddle old paint
Horse.
That's right. They're referring to a horse. Now, complete the following well-known expressions. I'm going to paint the town what?
Red.
That's right. She turned what with envy?
White.
No, she turned what with envy?
Red.
She turned what with envy? Students.
Green.
Turned
green with envy. Now, between the devil and the deep, what sea?
Blue.
That's right. He turned what as a ghost?
White.
That's a white one. That's right. Boy, was my face what?
Red.
Yes. Let's give him a nice big. Yes,
the champ, Phil.
And she is Corporal Mary Jo Powell from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Yes, sir, you were lovely, Mary Jo, and it's a joy to present you with this $50 bond. And to number two, here's a bond for you at $25. The four remaining aren't complaining because they each get $10 in stamps.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.